going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. This hour, the final hour of the show, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. 20 minutes away from the AMA. So much going on. So much going on this weekend with the draft and the NBA playoffs and the Braves obviously winning 2 out of 3 against the Diamondbacks, who are a pretty good team. Those pesky Diamondbacks,
they
just wouldn't go away, even on Saturday when the Braves scored all those runs. They hit 4 home runs and kept it interesting. But the Braves lose yesterday, win the series, back at it tonight. We'll get into some of that in just a couple of minutes. But 20 minutes from now, load the phone lines up. Ask us anything you want. We'll do our best to answer it.
How many did Ohio State finish with the draft?
I think 12.
12, okay.
I think it was 12.
Okay. Georgia. What, did Georgia have the most players?
This year?
Yeah.
I don't think this year.
Oh, okay. But Ohio State had more? Okay.
Yeah, Ohio State had the most this year.
Okay.
But the thing that I saw that then there's still a chance they could get it is the roster that went on to have the most draft picks.
Yes.
2017 Alabama still has the record,
right?
But Georgia's 2021 team is now 3 behind with 4 guys left in college.
Oh, okay.
And one of them's Carson Beck, so he'll get drafted. But then I don't remember the names of the other guys, but they're all still playing, and they're all at pretty big programs.
Okay.
So if they all get drafted next year, then Georgia, 2021 Georgia, will set the record for most players drafted off one college football team.
Sweet.
And it's like 40-something.
Damn.
It's crazy.
Damn.
Remember that Miami team back in the day, everybody always talked about, it was like they had 38 guys drafted. Alabama broke that record, and the Georgia team has more than that now too.
Dude,
crazy.
How many first rounders is
that's
on that
the team? That's the thing. How many Hall of Famers?
How many Hall of Famers?
That's the thing. There's 3 or 4 Hall of Famers on that team. Now the Georgia 2021 team is going to have
they got some good dudes.
And Brock Bowers is going to be
Brock
in the Hall
Bauer,
of Fame.
Yeah, no doubt about that, man.
And maybe there's some other guys. I don't know what their careers turned into, but I mean, Jalen Carter, who knows? But that's the trump card that Miami team has.
Yeah, dog.
All those guys are done playing.
Yeah.
All the Alabama and Georgia guys are in the middle of their careers.
Yeah, but somebody keep asking. I don't know how many. What is the strategy for 100 men fighting a gorilla? I don't know. You got to rush him or something, like distract him. Somebody jump on his back. Again,
you'd have to.
I want to be in the 80s.
You'd have to overwhelm him. The only thing you could do, you'd have to throw as many bodies at him as possible. One by one, he's just gonna break necks.
Yeah. I had a lengthy discussion with Oren and Hugh Douglas about this last night.
All right, good.
How do you think you impact? Like, I get the rushing of it, and there's 20 people on the gorilla, but like, he doesn't feel your punch,
right? Like, what are you
like?
Doing?
You can hit him in the chest.
You'd have to try to suffocate him, right?
Is this
you can't get your arms around his neck,
no.
Dude? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Cover his mouth and nose.
He's gonna bite your finger off.
That's true.
Well, the whole hand, the whole arm.
Yeah. The answer is you don't. You just go run the opposite direction.
Mm. There we go. I'm cool.
Like,
definitely amount of money.
I wouldn't do it, even with 99 whatevers. Like, you pick who's the baddest dude in the world and clone him 99 times and me.
Nope.
I'm not doing it. I don't want any part of it.
There's definitely a number where you have a chance. I don't think it starts at 100.
But what's why? Like, if it's not 100, what would 200 do?
I think eventually
he just gets tired?
Yeah. Yeah. Exhaustion of beating in multiple skulls.
Here, maybe here's the thing. Can we all wait until he's asleep?
And then do what?
And everything is. And
I don't know. Poison him.
This is hand, gonna have an angry.
This is hand to hand, right? So no shanks.
Right. No
so
shanks. That's what no I poison.
Like, if you had sticks or bats, maybe 100 people had an opportunity. But like
beat the hell out of them.
He would take out every human being with one swipe.
Also
think to yourself, if you could just swipe or punch 100 times, which you can, he would not get tired.
Yeah. We might not even have to swipe. Humans. He'd just grab you and just kind of do like a squeeze kind of twist.
Well, if he's being gangbuster tackled, though. Yeah.
If you're in a certain like environment and he can swing, he could probably take out two at a time with his feet.
But also, yeah, feet too. But also just one skull crush.
Yes.
He's just going to crush skulls.
He can crush your skull with his
hand power. Yes. He's just going to be able to do that. Now, speaking of that and terrifying ideas that we shouldn't do because movies tried to warn us about this.
Oh, boy.
I did see that they were, I think it was cloning a gorilla brain and also splicing DNA to basically, like, give it the functionality of a human brain.
Why?
I don't know. The Planet of the Apes made it pretty clear that we don't need to equip apes with that sort of mental capacity.
Yes, because
we don't need to be doing that.
They can take over.
They would.
We took it back 7 movies later.
Took a while though. Same thing with all these computer movies. Like how many movies do we have to see before like that tell us what a bad idea it is to give them all of this?
Now that's something we should be terrified of.
I am terrified of it. I think we'll probably
Chat GPT is all fun and sexy. Nope.
Yeah. That's why I can't tell everybody about these damn mechanical referees and umpires. Like, you don't want something to have an attitude like that.
That's
to think
point.
That they all that they oh I control baseball games.
It's a good point. That's
you
where
know,
it starts.
You know, that's where it starts, dog.
Robot ump.
Just a little bit of confidence.
Yep.
You give them that. You give them a little bit of confidence.
Alex Verdugo gives the side eye to the robot ump. Next thing you know,
Alex Verdugo is
robot right. Apocalypse.
I mean, or he pokes his eye out or something with them damn robot fingers.
Or just hits him with like a laser beam.
Yeah,
and just
or something like that, man.
Just blinds him.
Don't give nothing no power. They don't need it. I'm just telling you, man.
I agree.
Just telling you.
I agree. Let's not splice the brains of apes. Let's not empower the computers to have too much power of thought and all that kind of stuff. It's not good. It's not good. We're going to
poke him in the damn eye.
We've seen it. They found a dinosaur embryo
exactly.
in like the
and
most pristine
and of course they're
going to
extract the
Park.
DNA. Of
they
course
want Jurassic
they are.
Park part whatever part they're going
you
on
get
right
in
now.
There and try to clone
again.
It
again.
Yep.
There you go.
We'll never learn. They're trying to warn
hope
us.
They eat you first.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. But they won't.
Yeah.
They'll come get us first.
Oh, no, it's always the doctors that work on it first. They go first.
Yeah. The person whose idea was, they'll be on Mars by then. All right. Braves won 3 series in a row.
Love it.
The Braves are now just 3 games under .500. And they're entering into a 3-game series against the worst team in baseball.
The daggone Colorado Rockies.
There's a chance that the Rockies set the all-time record for losses this year. I know the White Sox set it last year. There's a chance that the Colorado Rockies are the worst.
What did the White Sox get for that?
Number one pick, I think.
Who's that guy?
I don't know.
Like, is he a pitcher?
The problem with the White Sox doing it is I don't know that it's really a strategy.
No.
Like, their owner just doesn't care. And
I did see the White Sox single-A squad, and they had dudes that were hitting tanks.
Okay, so Abe does report back.
They're
that the
long ways away.
The White Sox single-A squad's coming. But they're a ways away. They're a ways away. And now the Rockies got Charlie Condon last year. He was the Georgia kid that hit all those bombs and was a really good player in college. I assume they're doing it for that reason. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt because they've actually had, like, mild success.
Right.
I think the White Sox are just bad and just perpetually going to be. Anyway, the point is the Braves have 3 games against them. They suck.
Come on, man.
Beat them all 3, and then you're back to .500 before you come home to take on the Dodgers.
Yeah, man, because, I mean, that Dodgers series is coming. We have seen that they are beatable. But the biggest – I mean, we talk about this for all the teams here in this town. Beat the teams you're supposed to be. You're better than them. Don't go into one of these slumps and funks and all this other stuff out there in damn Colorado. Go out there and handle their business. All right.
Plus, it's a fun place to hit.
It's a hitter's park. We understand that. But go get right. I need specific players to go get right. Mainly, Ozzie Albies.
Yeah.
Need you to get right, Ozzie.
Yeah.
I mean, yesterday, bases loaded. I need Ozzie to get right. I don't know what it is.
He looks lost. And it kind of he looks like he's trying to force it a little bit because he's swinging at the first pitch repeatedly.
And it's all pop-ups.
Yeah.
And you know, Michael Harris, it seems like he's figuring it out mm-hmm. a little bit too. And maybe it could be a lot what we talked about last week as far as moving him down in order and everything. I know he did lead off Saturday, though, mm-hmm. right? Was it Saturday or Sunday or Friday?
Well, he led off Thursday,
was
too.
Was Thursday?
So he they've kind of still been doing – they've still been working him in the leadoff spot a little bit. But
right.
Yeah, kind of putting him back in that sixth spot for a couple of days seemed like maybe even him out. The other thing with Michael Harris and Ozzy, too, like, it's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to get there. But, yeah, I'm with you. Like, Ozzy – matter of time needs to come because
yeah.
it's frustrating.
Yes.
Ozzy's also still right smack dab in the middle of the lineup where guys are getting on, and he's coming up with the chance to drive in runs, and he's not doing it. So hopefully he gets it going in Colorado. Nice to see Chris Sale
yes.
have his best start yes. of the season on
yes.
Friday.
Yes.
Now, he was only able to go five innings because he still is getting that pitch count up a little bit, but nice to see him have that kind of start. Saturday, the offense was cooking, and you saw Ozuna, Murphy, and Eli White all homer.
Oh, Eli.
Eli White's playing some good ball.
Oh, Eli.
Maybe too good if you're Jared Kelnick, because he got Jared Kelnick sent down to the minors today.
Jared Kelnick is going, hanging on Gwinnett. Ian Anderson is back. Just found out that you know, a couple other guys. Eddie Rosario's back.
Yeah, Eddie's back.
Eddie's back. Ian's back.
Ian Anderson's back. Jesse Chavez got sent down, but he'll be back yeah. eventually at some point.
Who are we missing?
Alex Anthopoulos, if he likes you, he likes you.
Yeah, man, that Rolodex ain't deep.
No, I guess not.
Hell, I ain't got to call the team. I know this guy. Hey, Eddie. He calls Eddie. I'm going to call him. Hey, Eddie, you in town?
Yeah, we know he's good. Yeah. He's ready. Eddie's just in his uniform every day. He just gets up and tucks his jersey in, just hoping they'll call.
Where's the batting cage at? Because that's where Eddie's working out. Oh, yeah, they'll call soon.
Yeah, he's ready.
They'll call soon. But, yeah.
But, you know, Eddie Rosario is the Brave once more.
Unbelievable.
He's the Brave once more. As is Ian Anderson.
I'm trying to think of somebody.
They traded Ian Anderson in spring.
Yes.
He goes to the Angels, isn't good.
One of the most
gets cut,
honest
and now he's back.
That Schnitt ever said about a prospect when they had to get rid of him. And he brought him back. So did he get better? He went and got somebody that wash on him?
Yeah, I don't know. Again, can we just get Wash?
Yeah.
Just bring Wash back here.
Yeah, he got somebody that wash on him.
The Angels are getting rid of everybody except for him.
That has to happen soon, right? I mean, I think Schnitt and Wash are in cahoots, maybe.
Oh, like,
hey, I'm going to trade you some guys. You trade them back to me.
Yeah. And then
you work with them. Go send Ozzy. Go send Ozzy over there.
And then Snit's like, because I'm going to retire. And then you can come take back over as manager.
Why is he older than Snit, ain't he? Yeah.
Is he?
I don't know.
They're both pretty old.
No, they're not. They're just older.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, it's okay to say.
Yeah.
But they're both probably 70.
Did you see, was that guy Puka Nacua's brother that slapped that fan?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Somebody slapped a fan?
That's why I slapped at one of them.
In UFL?
The UFL.
That's his brother. Yeah.
That's his brother that smacked the fan? Okay.
What'd the fan do?
I don't know. All I saw was swag out.
Puka's brother slapped a fan?
Yeah.
Dang,
and then he's like, what? Right. Like, damn. What? I mean, he did something that a lot of people that played this game want to do.
A lot of players would love to slap a fan.
Now, he probably won't ever play again.
When you're in the UFL making the money that you make, what does that fine consist of?
I don't think – they might not even fine you.
Just, you're done. You don't get to play anymore. Also, like, slapping UFL fans, like, you need to be – they don't have many. Like,
but, well, there's – St. Louis has the best fans.
Okay. Just be – you know.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA to wrap the show up. Any question, any topic, the phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Ask me anything. Ask Randy anything. Ask any of us anything. We'll answer it. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. Register today for AFSP's 30th overnight walk in New York City, June 21st, as we walk 16 miles from dusk till dawn to stop suicide. Start your journey today at theovernight.org.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.